We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning, and a unique day for us as we broadcast from Eagles training camp. It really is wonderful to be here, not just for the start of an Eagles season and an Eagles training camp, but for John and I, the first time outside the studio in about a year and a half since the pandemic began. So we're really thrilled to be here. And of course, is a big day for the Eagles and a big day for Jalen Hurts, a big day for Nick Sirianni running the show. His first practice with the Eagles about to get going in a matter of moments. They're out there stretching on the field right now. We're going to have a lot of coverage of the Eagles today, interviews with players, certainly our observations as we watch practice while it's happening. Nick Sirianni's press conference after it's over around 12 o'clock today. We'll air that here on WIP. So we're really looking forward to all of it. And, of course, in many ways, looking forward to this coming season. Phils, we're looking forward to them playing another game because last night they stunk because their pitcher stunk. So they got to bounce back from that. Matt Moore, horrible last night. A lot to do. Again, all of it with you on the phone lines, as we always do. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Joe.
Hey, bud.
Hi. Pigs don't sweat.
I'll tell you what, football players do in this kind of heat.
Football, today's actually pretty nice out here.
Well, it's not as bad as it could have been.
Pigs do not sweat. So if someone tells you that they're sweating like a pig,
ooh, I see what
you can
right
say,
there.
Oh, so you're not sweating at all because pigs don't have sweat glands.
How about that?
Yeah, they're born without sweat glands. So when they need to cool off, they, you know, go get in a puddle of mud.
I like that. Well, these football players not allowed to cool off for the next couple hours. John, you've been here as a player. You've been here as a media member. Look, for me, as someone who observed this as an Eagles fan, as a member of WIP, it's just exciting. I mean, I'm not saying seeing these guys in front of us right now stretch as they will for the next, 10 minutes or so. But to know that they're about to crank it up, and what last season was. John, before we get to any other storylines, just your observations. I know you and I were both out there over the last, 20, 30 minutes. As they were kind of in their preliminary mode, what stood out to you? And we'll get to everything else, but what have you observed so far today?
This is very preliminary. The first thing that I noticed is that there's a clock out in the middle of all the fields. We're sitting here on three fields at the NovaCare facility. Right out in the middle, there's a clock ticking down right now. 6:40, 6:39, 6:38, 6:37. That is, I would assume, the time allotted for this stretching period. This is very exacting. That was my first observation. That's something I hadn't seen, with.
So Andy and Gruden, the two guys you primarily play for.
We did not have that.
No clock, okay.
But, maybe that's something that, that people have started doing. I do think it's, I like the idea of a fast-paced, from what I can gather about this coaching staff,
yep.
It's going to be intense, in your face, fast paced. We're going to put it all out there. Here's what the expectations are. Basically in 5 minutes and 51 seconds, you'll be done stretching and you're going to hit it. You're going to go full speed. I like that. I like that approach. I appreciate that. A major thing I noticed, first player I took notice of was Landon Dickerson. Landon Dickerson is gigantic.
The size, yep.
He's an interior lineman, and he looks like an offensive tackle. Like one of the big, long guys on the edge. That's unique.
Now, let me ask you this, because I didn't see him. And for everyone that can't see what we're seeing right now, there's I mean, I assume 90 players in front of us. That's what a training camp roster is. John, was he helmet on and as active as everyone else or less active coming off the injury?
No, this was just beforehand when the offensive linemen were just sort of, you know, getting ready, yep. standing around, doing a little bit of the, you know, preparation, stretching, just out on the field early. I did not notice. I mean, I'm sure his helmet's on from time to time. I don't know if he's practicing.
Yeah.
He had a knee brace on, but I couldn't tell if he was. The players are not in pads today. They have the shorts. They have their jerseys. They have their helmets. But it's hard to tell if a guy is, like, decked out to be practicing or not, because whether they're practicing or not, they're going to be looking the same with this, you know, short setup.
Sure, absolutely.
I from the intel we can gather, he's doing well in his rehab. I'm excited to see if he actually does practice, but I wouldn't expect it. I think that would be a huge boost for this offensive
yep.
line, because I know that he's nasty. I know that he's one of the best linemen coming out of the college ranks, and I know that our left guard, Isaac Seumalo, struggles mightily in pass protection.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, a lot to do today, and again, we're going to continue all throughout the show to give you our observations of what we see. Obviously, it's a great opportunity for us here. It's exciting. I mean, at a basic level, it's exciting, and we'll talk to you about it all. 215-592-9494. You know, John, for Sirianni, it's a big deal. I mean, he's not that old, and he's now the head coach of one of the 32 teams in pro football, and he's accomplished something that perhaps no one else in the history of Philadelphia sports has ever accomplished. He may already be the sports comeback story of the year, and he hasn't even coached a game yet in professional football as a head coach. I mean, if you actually follow,
it's a phenomenon.
It is unbelievable. Some would probably say it's outrageous. And it's pretty absurd. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, Sirianni went from, with those initial press conferences and then the interview with Angelo, which was better than the press conferences, but he went from being basically a punchline in the beginning, essentially a perceived joke, to over the last couple of months, you hear, yeah, Sirianni's our guy. So I'm curious today, as we kind of line it all up and get ready for his first practice and his first season with the Eagles, you know, really to figure out what we really think of Sirianni and how much of it is predicated on those press conferences that speak to someone who perhaps is in over his head. I mean, he was absolutely unprepared to answer fairly basic, not the easiest questions to answer, but he had no preparation for how to handle the Carson and Jalen Hurts thing all those months ago. He was totally unprepared for it, and he looked ridiculous because of it. And frankly, I think he was not telling the truth at times. I mean, he was saying, I haven't watched film. It's like, what do you mean you haven't watched film? You know, or are we gravitating to him out of sympathy? Because he was a human punching bag there for a couple weeks? It does seem very likable. I mean, John, as we sit here today, your thoughts on first-year head coach Nick Sirianni, and I'm curious from everyone at 215-592-9494. John, what do you really think?
I think we have glossed over his shortcomings because we want so badly. We're so desperate for him to be a great coach. And I don't know what kind of coach he's going to be.
You have your doubts, though, don't you?
I have serious doubts just because he was not in the running for any jobs other than the Eagles. He's a guy who he's going to be our offensive coordinator. He hasn't called plays. He's inexperienced. He's a rookie, and I'll chalk that up to some you know rookie mistakes this year that will lead to poor play by this offense, by this team, that will hurt us. He will hurt us this season. The question is, how much can his new approach, his focus on technique, his focus on, you know, maximizing players with the little details, you know, the stuff that Doug Peterson sort of fell by the wayside with Doug Peterson. He's going to get back to the hardcore college style coaching. And I say college style because many times in the NFL, coaches figure you got here because you're good. We don't need to coach you up as much as, you know, at other levels.
And that was a perceived real fault of Doug. I mean, the idea of the last couple of years was that they were not developing the young players well. Now, Howie obviously didn't hand Doug
the young players weren't great to start.
They weren't, but
and they didn't develop them
yeah,
either.
Yeah.
So it was a double doozy Right now, I am praying that we see a different approach with these young players. I'm excited about some of the young players, which is sort of a change.
Yep.
I'm anxious to see some of these guys running full speed out there. But I'm also anxious to see if Nick Sirianni has the chops, because I don't believe what he's shown previously tells us anything.
Well,
he was an offensive coordinator who wasn't really an offensive coordinator.
Sure, of course.
That's the truth.
Yeah, that is true.
Frank Reich, that was Frank Reich's offense. He was the figurehead, the guy who was organizing things. So that's great. I mean, I'm sure he'll be good in that aspect, but he's learning on the job right now, which makes me a little uneasy.
You think he's nervous out there right now, John?
I'm positive.
This is his first practice right now. Do you think
I'm positive he's nervous because of all of this,
yeah,
all this extra stuff. I'm also certain that he is as comfortable as he's been his entire stay in Philadelphia, because this is his wheelhouse.
Yeah, he's finally doing his
thing.
This
is what he wants to be doing. He doesn't want to be sitting up there in front of, you know, cameras, you know, in front of a mic. He wants to be out there talking to guys, you know, coaching them up. And we're about to see how good he is at it. But the bottom line, to answer your question, how do I feel about Nick Sirianni? What do I think he is? How good is he? I don't think he's very good. I think he has a chance to develop into something that we can be very proud of, but he's certainly not there yet. And somehow a lot of people have skipped over the steps that have to occur for him to be a good coach.
All right, well, look, I'm curious from everyone at 215-592-9494. What do we really think of Sirianni? It's been a roller coaster, and his first practice with the Eagles only started 10 minutes ago. He hasn't even coached the game. Look, here's where I'm at. Obviously, there's the great unknown, right? We all know this. This could basically go any direction. But, John, I do lean into the positive direction regarding Sirianni. And one of the main factors for me is that he was hired by Jeffrey Lurie. And I know sometimes you push back on me when I say that. But the reality is Lurie has a good track record of hiring coaches. I know the Chip thing went awry, but two of the 3 years with Chip actually were good. They went 10-6. They didn't, you know, they won a playoff game. But, you know, and that's probably the worst of all the coaches that Jeffrey Lurie hired. He's hired some good coaches, and specifically on Sirianni.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
I want to push back on that.
Sure.
You're saying you think he's a good coach because Jeffrey Lurie has a good track record in hiring coaches. I think Jeffrey Lurie in this coaching search had a different set of standards that he was applying to the coaches who were applying for the job.
Because you don't think he was going to give the coach the keys to the
– Exactly. Yeah. When Andy Reid – interviewed to be the head coach here, right, I'm positive Jeffrey Lurie and you know, whoever else was making the decision at the time, it wasn't Howie Roseman, were not saying, we can't turn this whole thing over to you, Andy. You know, we are going to be calling a lot of the shots in the front office that a head coach normally would be calling the shots on. There's a different criteria a different framework that they were working in when they were going through that hiring process for Nick Sirianni. I think it limits the coaches that you can actually bring in. It basically says you need a new fresh face that's looking for an opportunity, who's willing to turn over a lot of the control. That was not the case.
All right, so here's the thing. That obviously is a major concern. There's no doubt about that. You know, Sirianni's going to speak today at noon, and there's so many questions we want to hear him answer. I think one of the main ones is, and you have to figure out exactly how to phrase it, but, Nick, what is your level of autonomy to actually coach this team as you truly believe it should be coached, as opposed to you being, and you know, I don't think someone's going to say puppet it, but that's the idea, you being controlled and or influenced by the powers that be above you that hired you, namely Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie. I mean, one of the things we got to find out, because at his introductory press conference, Sirianni was not clear about it. You know, for a game day roster, does Nick Sirianni, the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, set the roster? Or as the report was from last year, you know, when Doug Peterson was the coach, that Howie Roseman was actually setting the roster. These are the – I mean, John, that's the kind of thing to me that starts moving us in a direction of understanding, did the Eagles learn from the error of their ways? Because I do think they put Doug in a compromise spot. I do think ultimately it lessened his power with the players, because Doug just, in the end, it didn't seem like he was actually the guy. And so it felt to me like Doug's authority waned because his knees were chopped out from under him by Howie and Lurie. That was what I thought. Now, how much of that exactly is true is hard to know, but But that was certainly the perception I had. Look, regarding Sirianni,
well, you know, we're picking up right where that left off.
Why do you say that?
I think you and I are both aware that just what I was talking about, a new criteria for this coaching interview process.
But we don't know that.
We know that we hope that they are correcting on that path.
We do.
We hope that they're saying, okay, what we did to Doug was unfair. It took him out of a position of power, you know, chopping his knees out, and the players weren't as responsive as they would have been otherwise if he were the guy making, you know, major decisions like a head coach should.
Yep.
We don't know if – I don't have this gut feeling that they're going to say, oh, hey, you know what, the way we won a Super Bowl, we're not going to go that route any longer. I think this is a continuation of that same level of control exercise from the front
office.
Look,
I mean, hopefully, ultimately, we find out, and hopefully it's not the case. We'll see. 215-592-9494. To me, the positive is Sirianni, hired by Lurie, trained by Frank Reich, which is not insignificant. I think we all have a lot of respect for Frank Reich. You know, players have been complimentary of him publicly. Now, I would not expect them not to be. But, you know, when a guy like Lane Johnson speaks with the level of compliments he's had about Sirianni, I think it says something. And, you know, we have heard from people that he's very attention to detail oriented and wants to develop players in ways that, you know, I do think in the end Doug was lacking. That was the sense I had. Let's go to the phones and kick it off with you. 215-592-9494. On the day of his first press conference, what do you really think about, I mean, Davis first practice, I mean, what do you really think about Nick Sirianni and what his future holds in Philadelphia? Also, Jalen Hurts, I mean, to say the least, this is a big deal for him. He has an opportunity to be a guy that can be a starting quarterback in the NFL for a number of years and make an incredible amount of money. Or if he has a bad year, he could slink right on back to being backup guy for years to come. Hurts was just right in front of us. He just ran down the field. Looks like they're going to do a drill further down the
field. What
do you
think of the number one?
I don't like it because I kind of got accustomed to two. I kind of liked him as two guy.
I figured you'd say that.
Well, yeah, one is amazing, Joe. You're crazy. He looks so clean in one.
I don't like one.
One is better.
Joe gets comfortable with something and then can't deal with change. What a shock.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Well, look, I got used to Reggie White's number 92. He was 91, I think, in his first year, and we got used to LeSean being 25 after he was 29.
There you go.
So the change can occur. All right, let's go to the phones. The Eagles, Sirianni, Hurts, the whole deal from training camp, 215-592-9494. Chiro kicks us off right now. What's up, Chiro?
Man, you guys are talking about number changes. Get this. I bought LeSean McCoy's rookie jersey when he was 26, and the next year went to 25, and I bought Brandon Graham's rookie jersey when he was 54, and the next year he goes to 55.
I forgot about the Brandon Graham one. Yeah, I think you got the wrong number on McCoy, though. I'm pretty sure he was 29.
29. You're right. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry about that. It was 29. But to talk about the Bears, man, I'm ecstatic. I got tickets to the open practice on the 8th, and I got tickets to the first preseason game on the 12th against the Steelers. I want the best thing for us, and the best thing for this team is if we can silence the rumors. If we can just actually go out there and focus on getting good as a team and not pay attention to all the little rumors that we know are coming in Philadelphia. And please, football gods, please let us make it through a season where we're not astronomically injured throughout the whole year.
Yep, it's been 3 years in a row. I don't count the Super Bowl year has some massive injuries, but it was only, you know, six or seven total that really mattered. And they were big, don't get me wrong. But the last 3 years, I mean, it's got to be 20 to 30 injuries. I mean, it's just been
like
absolutely outrageous.
I went and I was doing Google. I can't really find anything with a team this consistently got injured the way I don't even want to be talking about it because I feel like if we don't talk about it, we got a better chance. But anyway, man, let's go, Birds. Come on, Jalen Hurts. Show them why you went from number two to number one because you're QB1 now. I don't want to hear no Deshaun Watson. We got our QB1 for the season.
All right, Chiro, appreciate the call. Let's go to Joe in Mayfair. Joe, what do you think of Nick Sirianni, first-year coach?
I'm very excited. It's not last year. That's all you got to be. It's not last year. Last year was abysmal. Again, like I said, last year was like a coat tight year for me back in the day. It was just lost. I am excited because it's going to all depend on how you educate, how you coach, how you teach, and getting the mental mind of a player to believe in what you're teaching and coaching and what you stand for. That's huge. And for Jason Kelce to come back where he didn't have to.
Yep.
Shows me a little something because he's a very smart individual because I don't think you can sell him. So I think he came back because he actually believes maybe he also will want to end on a better note. But I'm very happy that we had some additions from last year by subtractions from last year. You know, 11 minus 11 is one in the new Philadelphia Mets. That is awesome. So I am excited to see what our first-round draft pick can do. I want to see if Jalen Reagor's got the guts to come back.
You know, and, Joe, and that's a big one.
To me. That's the X factor in the offense for me because if he is good in space, it's very difficult with our tight ends, with our first-round draft pick, and Reagor, and the backfield speed that we have with the pickup of I can't pronounce his name, with also Miles Sanders, Kenyon. We have a lot of speed and quickness and agility.
Kerryon Johnson,
correct. He's very agile. So the word agile, we have some agile weapons this year with an agile quarterback. It's going to be at least a fun season where last year it was just drop back in the pocket and what?
Yeah.
Go fish? So I'm excited for that. I'm excited for a new defensive coordinator who hopefully doesn't run, line up nine men across the first down marker and say, come at us.
Boy, I hope we never see that. Joe, I hope we never see it again. John and I were at the game in Tennessee when they did that on the 4th and 15, and they gave up the pass and ultimately lost the game. But, I mean, there had to be 10 times in the last couple of years where they either gave up the first down or they gave up tons of yards in the process.
Yeah, so for me, addition by subtraction, this should be this year's mantra because we did get rid of a coach who was fried. We got rid of a defensive coordinator who didn't help us with no aggressiveness for Philadelphia, and we got rid of a quarterback who didn't want to be here. So, again, this year my mantra is addition by subtraction.
All right, buddy.
Go Birds this year. Very happy.
Thanks, man. We got you. 215-592-9494 to weigh in on all of it. Speaking of weighing in, coming up next, in addition to all the Eagles conversation, we react to last night's Phillies game. Now a day closer, 2 days to the baseball trade deadline. The Mets lost, that's good. Phil's lost, that's not good. They didn't pick up any ground, and frankly, they have two starters right now. I mean, they have two starting pitchers. We'll talk about that up ahead coming up, your reaction on the Phils and where they stand. Joe DeCameron, John Rich, how about this? I like saying these words. From Eagles training camp, with you today on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.